Last week, we did the 5-day Launch Your Golden Mic Challenge, and I'm looking at the stats right now. We had exactly 150 people purchase a VIP ticket to the challenge, all right? 150 people exactly, and 499 people purchase, or not purchase, but enroll in a general admission ticket. So a grand total of 650 or 649 people register for last week's challenge. Incredible. It was an insane week. So much energy, so much excitement. We are enrolling people into Golden Mic Mastery like crazy. And really, this challenge was me teaching for 5 days what the Golden Mic Method was, how to go out and raise your prices, land high ticket clients with a podcast, but more importantly, build a brand centered around a golden microphone. And I wanted to, first off, if you attended, anyone that was involved or attended, I want to say a sincere thank you, right? Seriously, thank you for attending. Thank you for registering. Thank you for taking valuable time out of your day, out of your week, and coming to learn, to bettering yourself as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, as a leader of your family and in your community. I truly, genuinely believe not only in the content that we taught, but I got to see so many of the results that happened there on the challenge and the feedback that we got from there. And I have a crazy busy week this week, and I have got calls. I've got like 8 hours of call lined up. My next meeting is here in about 15 minutes, but I just wanted to hop on and first say thank you, but also share some of my top takeaways from last week as they were fresh, right? Fresh in my mind, crazy all into the weekend. I took yesterday off, and now, you know, we're back into the swing of things. And first is if you've ever noticed or if you've ever coordinated a large group of people together, if you've ever run an event or done something that involves lots of people, in this particular case, 650 of them or 649 of them, one of my biggest takeaways is that the quality of this event was very high, right? We had a lot of positive feedback from it. Pretty much everybody continued to show up day over day. Our retention rates inside of VIP were, you know, over 90% day over day, which is crazy. I mean, one of the days we had, we only had one person drop and we went for 2.5 hours, right? But really the quality of the event is going to be directly correlated to the energy that you create inside of that room, whether that's an in-person room or a virtual room like it was for this. And one of the things that we really focused on, that I really focused on, was not only, you know, religiously following up with people and making sure that they actually got in the room, but once people were actually in the room, when we were in the VIP room, when we were in the general admission, to really focus on creating a really good energy and a really good flow and being open and real and genuinely caring. And, one of the things that I saw from, myself and from others is how much everybody in that room paid attention, how much they cared, how much we didn't hold anything back. And the reason I believe that we had such good retention rate was because we focused so much on creating a really good energy and a really good environment. And I don't mean energy from like a woo-woo fluffy, like, oh, I mean like it was positive. I was very high energy. I opened up for questions. I let people, share their struggles and share where they were actually at. We got to the real and raw stuff. I didn't hold things back in the VIP room or in the general. Like we got down to the real core essence of it. And we weren't afraid to address the real issue of things, which was oftentimes that people, they had a skill, they had all the tools, but it really was a mindset issue, or it was an attitude issue, or it was, a shift. And so really focusing on creating energy, I think, created a really, really good environment overall. And I'm very, very pleased. I don't think the week could have gone much better than it did from a feedback perspective and from, an engagement perspective. And I think that really did come from focusing on the energy and setting expectations up front, being involved, being engaged as a leader, not being distant, but actually being in there. So that was my first takeaway. The second takeaway is that the simpler I made things, the more people got results. And I noticed that, over the course of these 5 days, obviously Dan Henry came in on day number 5 and he taught for, that day, but I was in the VIP room that day teaching. But over the course of these 10 sessions that I did live with these people, the more I thought I needed to sound smart, the more I thought I needed to wow people or impress people with my knowledge, the comment sections was great. Oh yeah, that's so cool. You're so smart. But like when I would actually go and, we'd get in the VIP room the next day, or I'd look at the homework the next day, the results were not quite as good, right? They were there, but they weren't like, people weren't going out and being crazy and like, oh my gosh, my life, changed over it. But when I kept things very simple, when I focused on really creating an environment for these people and simplifying things down to where not only could they understand it, but they felt like it was applicable to themselves and that they could go out and take action with it, that's when people had the best feedback, they had the most breakthroughs, and when people got results, right? I mean, we had people, I had a guy, he literally one night, I didn't even put this on his homework, he was like, I took what you said at face value, Josh, when you told me that once I had my idea for my podcast and what it should be about, that people would say yes to that if I just reached out and sent them a voice clip. And so he said, I reached out to three of the people that I've wanted to have on my show for a while, and all three of them said yes, right? All three for three. And, you know, he got, you know, three, and these are, you know, big, like, executives of companies to come on and say yes. And so we had people going out there and having breakthroughs with that. And those are the days when I made things very simple. And so my second big takeaway from this is that the simpler that you make things, right, the better results your people will get. And you know, I remember, like, I'd get to the end of those days and I'd be like, man, I hope I provided enough value those days. I hope I showed people, I didn't, you know, insult people with it. I hope that I gave them value that they could actually go and, you know, make tangible. And not only did they get results, but a lot of the people, you know, there was a couple people that, you know, in the back of your head, you pinpoint, you're like, okay, that person, right? If you're speaking and you're like, I hope they got results. Like the people that I thought wouldn't get results or that I thought maybe I was worried about, you know, them critiquing me that it was going to be too simple. Those are the people that came back and were like, that was some of the most helpful stuff I've ever encountered. And thank you for that. And so making things simple, making things so simple in a way that people not only can understand them, but that they can apply them in their life so that they can get a result, makes a massive difference. And so that was kind of my second takeaway from that. So first, you know, controlling the energy there. And then second, simplifying things down. And then my third takeaway, and I think this is, you know, quite possibly maybe the most important when it comes to building a business, when it comes to a podcast, your golden mic, is that, you know, I grew up in a world where money wasn't abundant, and I grew up where I was kind of the misfit, and I was, you know, often, rarely was I picked first, if ever, right? Often picked, for teams or things, you know, towards the end, I didn't fit in, and I felt like, you know, when it came to business, when it came to my offers, when it came to what I was teaching, I've often felt like I wasn't enough. I felt like, you know, who would ever listen to me? Like, why would anybody ever listen to me, right? There's other people that are so much better out there than I am at what I do in many areas. And what I've found, particularly last week, is that if you just actually solve a real problem for people, people will listen, right? Like, people, I found, like, they don't want to hear about you. Like, yes, they care about the stories, but they only care about your stories and they only care about you as it relates to them. And so many times I've tried to impress people rather than just solve a problem. I've tried to sound smart rather than just solve a problem. I've tried to go out there and hype things up rather than just solving a problem. I've tried to go and make things sound super sexy and exciting rather than just focusing on the problem. And what I found is that when you just solve a real problem for people, like a real problem, like not a made up problem, not a problem that you have to convince people that they have, like an actual problem that they face on a daily basis, people will come. And not only will they come, they will stay. And not only will they stay, they will listen. Not only will they listen, they will apply. And not only will they apply, they will come buy from you if you solve a real problem. And so much of my career has been focused on trying to sell someone something that you know, I don't want to say they didn't need, but like, I didn't show them how I could solve the problem. I wasn't focused on solving problems. I was focusing on all of the wrong things. And I struggled. And my client struggled. And it was frustrating. But at the end of the day, when I just took a step back and went, like, what is the actual problem? Right? Like, people don't want a podcast. They don't want fame. People don't want, you know, followers. People don't want, you know, that's not what they wanted. Like, at the end of the day, the problem that my people have, the problem that the entrepreneurs that I serve have, is like, they cannot get in front of the right client. They cannot get in front of wealthy clientele, people that can afford to pay their prices, and or they cannot do it enough. Right? They can't get in front of enough of the right client. And it's like, if I just focused everything on that problem, I didn't focus on trying to, you know, make it seem like they had to have the best this or the best that. It was like, no, this is the problem. You are not getting in front of the right customer and you're not getting in front of them enough. And when I just focused on that and I showed them a path to solve that problem and I got them real results with that and I showed them that path out, that's what made people excited. That's what made people say it was, you know, such an incredible, amazing challenge. And it was like, I didn't try to get fancy with it. And so many of my challenges, I try to get fancy with it. I try to, you know, wear a suit or frame things this way or you know, sound this or provide the most of that. It's like, no. What's the problem? And I think that this is a really good reminder, not only for me, but for you. If you're doing a 5-day challenge or if you're doing a webinar or if you're doing a Google Doc pitch, like we talked about, if you're doing the golden mic method, and I teach this to my clients all the time. I'm like, when you're putting together a proposal, when you're doing a Google Doc pitch, the single most important thing to get right on the Google Doc is the problem. Because if you get the problem right, if you articulate your client's problem in a way that they understand and can relate to, and they look at it and they go, oh my gosh, you really understand me, then by default, they will trust everything else that you say because they feel understood. They feel like you listened to them and that you understand their issue, right? But if you get the problem wrong, then by default, they're not going to trust anything else that you say. They might like it. They might think you're cool, but they're not going to feel like you understand them. And it's the most important part of the Google Doc. And I would say it's the most important part of sales, the most important part of running a business, of you know, building products, is creating presentations, whatever, right? It's like understanding the customer's problem and just really focusing on that. And so that's what I attempted to do. And it seemed like it worked. It seemed like it landed very well. We got a tremendous amount of positive feedback. And so, thank you. Thank you so much for attending. Thank you for registering. If you missed it and would like to watch the replays, we did pull the replays down out of the group. You are able to, you can email Debbie, my assistant, assistant@josh40.com, and you can purchase the replays for the price of a VIP ticket go through that. But thank you for your investing your time and your energy and your attention. Thank you for an incredible week. I'm incredibly grateful for it. And I'm like looking forward to serving everybody that applied for Golden Mic Mastery, everyone that's coming into the program, and helping them change their life, raise their prices, and ultimately helping them get to where they want to go. So anyway, I've got calls that I've got to get on. I've got a whole day of calls, and then tomorrow calls, and the next day calls. We got a busy week this week of serving our new clients and existing clients with this. But I just wanted to hop on here and share this before the day got away from me here, right first thing Monday morning. So thank you so much, and we'll see you on the next episode.